Good morning. Welcome to my walk back to self-love soul Sunday session. Sipping on my coffee on this rainy morning in Burlington. But it feels good. You know when like the rain just feels good on the spirit? But then when it's like, you know, 4 or 5 days in a row, then you're like, okay, I need some sun, please. But top of mind thought bubble this morning, the roles we play, which is probably what I will label this session, because last night I stayed in, just chilled out, you know, and I watched the docu-series on Brooke Shields called Pretty Baby. And I didn't know too much about Brooke Shields as I was growing up. I was very disconnected from the work that she was doing. But I remember watching The Blue Lagoon as like a young girl, early teens. And I remember I thought, oh, she's so pretty. And like, ooh, she's on a tropical island. But, you know, and then it's in the back of your mind and then you never watch it again, at least for me. And so last night when they were talking about, I mean, she basically was in the limelight as a baby and her mom was her manager and was pushing her to do these really, looking back, inappropriate and risque roles. But her mom was by her side every step of the way, making sure no one would, you know, do anything funny, you know, or making sure that she felt safe. And then also the maturity of Brooke. Like, she was very mature. And then, you know, to learn about her alcoholic mother. And so it was like she was forced to grow up before, you know, she was truly meant to. But I think about nowadays, that role would never happen at 11 years old. Playing a young woman in a brothel. Like, that just would never, with social media and the awakenings and the resistance in society, that would never pass, nor should it. Like, it's crazy that that's what she, the roles that she was played, that she was an over-sexualized child. You know, opening up the doorway for men to prey on her or to make it acceptable to sexualize a young girl. And again, to leave that door open, like, eh? You gonna walk through it? You gonna try it? Like, it's sick. Really, it's sick. So then I expand out, because we all don't have experience in that type of lifestyle. But I think about the roles that we play during our human journey. And they come in all different sizes, all different categories, but we get so stuck to the roles that we play in our minds and other people and society and communities and relationships. Like, we all stay so rigid to these roles, you know? And that's why I think the spiritual community has developed so much in the last decade. Because there have been people that, you know, both false prophets and not false prophets, but taking their belief system and putting it out into the world to make people think, to reflect, to internalize, like, do I believe this? Do I not believe this? And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of shit that I've absorbed over the years that I was like, yeah, this feels good. But is it truth? No. You know, like, the more and more that we see of, you know, the racial imbalances and the social dysfunction and the, you know, everything, you're like, yeah, no, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't resonate with me anymore. This doesn't seem like this is part of the wheel of this experience. And if it is, that's really fucked up. So these roles, you know, like, some people are so lost in the roles that they play that their sense of awareness is not present and not, I never really like to use the word realistic, but it's not realistic to the truth. it's not aligned with the truth, you know? And, but who do we have to blame for that? Society, the way the system was built, the way we're supposed to fall in line with these roles. And if you don't fit, quote, fit into a role, well, then your value gets questioned. Then your sense of purpose gets questioned. Then, but more importantly, your value gets questioned. If you don't make a certain money, if you don't have a certain lifestyle, or if you're not in a relationship or married, or if you don't have this type of career, if you don't have your, quote, shit together, you're not driving this nice car, you don't have these kids, you don't have bop, 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 then, you know, these roles that we play, and you don't like any of them that's in front of you, then there's that floating in the abyss. Then it's like, well, what do I present to the world? What do I present in conversations? You know, what role am I playing then? The free spirit, the wanderer. I'm lost. I'm confused. I don't have my shit together. I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. And I find in my own journey and meeting like-minded souls along the way, that that's a really fucking phenomenal place to be when you don't have any roles, when you are not attached to a role, an outcome, a situation, a place, a company, a person, and you're just out there living life and being a wandering soul who's trying to figure out what feels best, what you want to align with that somebody else didn't tell you to align with. You know, I personally find that the biggest challenge I've had is to constantly check myself in, we'll say, the last, you know, decade specifically, as I get ready to start a new decade. And taking all of this wisdom, life experience, trials, tribulations, like everything, and apply it to my 40s. But I think the hardest thing for me that has kept me in this state of imbalance within myself is, what percentage do I focus on myself, which could be, quote, selfish or self-absorbed, and what portion do I focus on helping out in the world to be part of the solution? And I've done a lot, but I have not done a lot, if that makes sense. Especially when you see what people are really out there doing, you know? And it is, it's like a seesaw. One swing, you're up and you're focusing on yourself. Then one swing, you're down and you're focusing, you know, on over here, and then you're up and you're focusing on here, you know? So it's a balance. It's being in harmony with creating a life that feels good to you, because we all have the right to live a life that we want to live, because we're not here to be controlled. I know it's so hard. I know it's so hard to think that, God, you get to just do what you want for your life. And then caring about other people and helping where you can. But too much of one thing also creates imbalance. If you're too self-absorbed, if you're too self-focused, or if you're too giving and you're too about helping and you don't pour into yourself, that can be detrimental to our spirits, our minds, our bodies as well. It's just finding harmony. But yeah, so, you know, the roles we play, what we want for our lives. And it's so funny because, like, Brooke had talked about, you know, the system in the docuseries and talked about the industry. And I mean, by now in 2023, we see how ugly the entertainment industry is. I mean, the Me Too movement really exposed that. But like, even in the interviews that they had played from back in the day in the like 70s and 80s. All these gross older men are just hyper focused on how beautiful she is and her body. And she's 11 years old. Like, it's gross. You know, it's like, but she's just so beautiful. Or these creepy interviewer men were just staring at her, asking her questions. And like, you know, it just is, it's awful. It's awful that the entertainment industry is like that. Still, the stories that we have heard, you know, the actions and behaviors of men specifically in that white straight men in that entertainment industry, it's sickening. And people should have the right to want to pursue their dreams and become a star, become an actress, become a musician. But then you gotta go in with armor. You have to go in knowing that you're preparing yourself for the wolves of the entertainment industry. But you know what? There's wolves in every industry. You know, you want to work for the government? You don't think there's no fucking wolves in the government? Please. What's worse, the government or the entertainment industry? I don't know, because they're probably both in bed with each other. You know, like it's hand in hand. Anyways, then you have the school system, still also connected to the government, especially because of where we see the educational system has turned in the last 5-6 years and how it's so political when it should be about the education for molding young minds to be thriving, healthy humans that can progress in our society and contribute to the wheel of life. But, you know, let's have it about politics. Then you have, you know, things like the factory industry. Pfft, my God, I have friends that work in the factory industry who bust their ass off and have to deal with racism and stress and misogyny and disrespect. It's insane. It's insane. It's insane. Then you have, you know, the service industry. I was in it for a long time. And still a skill set that I would always, you know, go back to because it's fun, but it's also a lot of bullshit, a lot of disrespect, a lot of just poor treatment, you know, disrespect, underpaid, you know, like there's just so many different roles in this life that all come with its own garbage and its own armor to go in against the wolves. And then this society that most of the time feels like an imaginary world, but it's real. I mean, it's just not always at our fingertips tangible, but it's real. It's social media makes it more real every day. You know, when you hear stories or you see things or the news. You know, and in also speaking about the roles, the most recent outcome of events is the Fox News lawsuit. First of all, Fox News is such pieces of shit. Second of all, good. Good that everything was exposed. Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham should not be mouthpieces in society. They should never have access to a microphone again in their career for the remainder of the time on this earth. The illusions and the lies and the distortion and the fuckery that whole network was a part of is disgusting. You know, and I talked about the entertainment industry, which I don't have experience in, but also another layer to the entertainment industry is media. You know, like the disrespect in radio and television, underpaid, misogyny in radio, my fucking misogyny in radio. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, you know, We're stepping in. I don't exactly know the dates yet. I think we're on the cusp of stepping into it, or maybe we are actually officially into it, but it's the age of the Aquarius. And if you're into Zodiac, like myself, and astrology, then you know that the whole energy behind the sign of Aquarius is humanitarian, doing humanity work and revealing the truth, seeking justice. That's what we've been seeing unfolding. Nothing stays hidden in the shadows forever. That's why I don't understand why people lie. I don't understand. Like, I'm always trying to make sure I document shit and that I have the facts ready to go. So if someone questions me, I'm like, but this is the date. This is the situation that happened. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and not, you know, embellishing it. But I'm always ready. Probably because I've always been questioned and criticized and told I didn't know what I was talking about, or always having someone make me question my reality. That's been big in my life. Having people question my reality makes you always question your reality, because you're like, until you rifle through those in your mind that, like, that's not real, that's not your belief, they didn't know what they were talking about, you know. But look at our society right now. Look at our society, the world we're living in. People are out here living their own fucking reality. And, you know, I was talking to my friend yesterday morning. We were FaceTiming him. We were talking about the Fox News debacle. And I said, don't you believe that if Fox News didn't take the stance that they did and have the platform that they did and try to distort the human mind, that maybe we could have been a little bit healthier of a society? But it was like false prophets. Thought about this week. False prophets need weak minds, and weak minds need false prophets. That's fucking alignment. That's reciprocity. The weak minds that absorbed Fox News content, think about the damage they've done to society. Hurts my spirit. Like, I was in a conversation once and they started quoting a Fox News article and I cut them off. I was like, I am not listening to anything further that you're about to talk about, because you just quoted and referenced Fox News as your resource. Well, no, I don't want to hear anything out of your mouth. And I shut it down. I was like, I'm not listening to you right now. Like, get the fuck out of here. Go find me another reputable resource. Well, it was on Facebook. Well, there you go. Just listen to yourself. I know. I can be a bitch. I know. But I feel like, you know, in that instance, and this is where my own duality comes in, because, you know, they say as a spiritual person, you're supposed to just be about love and peace and blah. But then when you get, you know, the shadows that are like, oh, Fox News. No, I'm not going to be sitting in love and light. I'm going to sit here and tell you not to talk to me anymore. I don't want to hear about your Fox News fucking reference. So back to that, I just think that, especially, you know, Tucker Carlson. God, I just loathe that man and what he's done to society. Like, how do you sleep at night? You know, like, you have to be a really fucked up individual to go to sleep at night knowing you don't believe. Okay, you were conscious enough, because the text messages reveal that, you were conscious enough to know what you're doing you don't believe in, that you are causing an uproar and a distortion in society, and yet you go on the air and you continue to spread disease and lies and dysfunction, and you fucking collect a paycheck and do it. That's that right there. I could have never done in my entire radio career. I could have never done with anything. And that's what gets me. That's a role. That is a role that he's playing in his life, is to be a piece of shit on camera. It's just, so it's like, yeah, there is the entertainment industry, but we are living in the entertainment industry as a whole, as a society, because everybody's playing these fucking roles and going around and living out these roles. So it is like we're in one giant movie set and we're all a bunch of actors playing a role. Like, I mean, I play a role. I'm a podcaster. I was a radio personality. I've done all these crazy jobs. I'm a free spirit. I'm single. I'm, you know, all these other things that I have put on myself, that I'm a voice. I'm, you know, this, I'm that. You think about the roles that you play in your life. What roles are you playing right now? Do you still want to continue to play those roles? Like, what does it look like when you don't take on any roles and you're just existing? Well, I don't think people want to get down to that, because most of the time it's like, oh, well, that means you're broke, you're homeless, you're this, you're that, because you don't have these roles. Because you have to play a role in order to survive in this game. Because if you're like, oh, I don't want to be connected to any job, any company, any paycheck, well, then you're going to be living on the street, because, you know, you have to take on some sort of role to provide for yourself and your family. But it's when you get stuck to those roles, when you make those roles your identity, or like parents, you think about how hard it is for moms and, you know, and dads, but more specifically women who lose their identity in their children. It's very common. My own mother did it. She was obsessed with how I was going to turn out. You know, she was living vicariously through me until I was like, no, I'm here to live my own life, and I'm going to stop that shit. You know, we all have roles to play. So that's my Soul Sunday session. Are you playing roles in your life? And do they make you feel good? Are you at peace with them? Do you want to change the roles in your life? And I think that one day at a time, one awakened mind at a time, we start to remove ourselves from the roles that are very dangerous in society, or the lies, and it's going to take a long time, you know? It's going to take probably long after we're gone on this earth. Maybe this planet will function from a place of truth consistently. So, what are you going to do in the meantime? That's always my burning midnight oil question. What am I going to do if I can't dismantle white supremacy, like, by the end of the week? If I can't stop people trying to control women's bodies, if I can't stop, you know, corporate greed or opportunistic leadership, so then, like, what are you going to do in the meantime? What roles are you going to play that doesn't make you want to exit this planet, that makes you want to get up every day and live out your life? And then that'll change depending on what you know, how old you are, like where you're at in your life. You know, kind of like the last session that I recorded when I talked about dating in my 40s, like it really hit me yesterday. It really hit me. Because if you're so stuck, like I have been, in either the past or the future, but you're not fully 100% consistently in the present, your mind doesn't catch up to who you are in the present. So yesterday I was like, wait a minute. I can let that go from the past. That's done. That was an experience. That's okay. Bless it. Moving on. I'm not sure what the future looks like, and that's okay, because in the relationship category, I've never really cared about the future of my romantic relationships. So who am I in the present when it comes to that? And then you think, well, wait a minute, what age group, like, am I dating? You know, like, it's just... Like, I'm going to be 40, so I definitely wouldn't want to date a 20-something-year-old. I mean, I would consider 30, but I like older guys. So I'm like, I don't know. What do I do? So it's funny when you don't stay present. And then when you finally hit that moment of clarity of the present, and you're like, oh, shit, wait a minute. So what does that look like? I guess I never thought about it, but I'm going to think about it right now so I could kind of figure it out. It's so incredibly important to be present. I fully understand it now, like, because, you know, you hear it all the time throughout the years. Just stay present. Be still. Don't get lost in the past. Don't get lost in the future. Just stay present. What the fuck does that mean? I am present and I don't like what I'm seeing right now. At least that's been my life for a while. But it's not always that bad. It's what our minds tell us that we can't compute or work through. But when you're really present, that's where the magic happens. That's where you're like, who am I? What roles am I playing right now? What do I want for the future? I'm not going to get lost in the future. I'm going to take some data from the past, apply it to the present, boom. What am I going to do moving forward? And I think that's success. And it's not going to happen overnight. Like, I will admit something yesterday. So I went out with a friend of mine on Friday. And we had a really fun time. It was really great. I was home by 11. We, you know, went out. We had some drinks. We people watched. We had a good conversation. Like, we had dinner. Like, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful, the weather was beautiful. It was a perfect Friday. It was a perfect Friday. So then yesterday, you know, I ran some errands. I, you know, I didn't want to go out drinking or anything. So I was like, and then it hit me. I was like, oh, Amber. This is why it's important to have companionship of, you know, like dating and stuff. Because I'm like, oh, this would be a good Saturday to hang out with somebody. And I currently don't have anybody. Like, at all, at all, at all. Like, when I say I am single, I am 150,000% single. Which is beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I wholeheartedly mean that. But I can see where it's like, if you're not okay with it, and then that loneliness hits in and you're like, oh my God, I don't have anybody. But then, you know, you figure out, well, that's okay for now because I'm living in the present. That will change eventually, I'm sure. But in the present, I don't. So what does that look like? What are we going to do to have fun? What are we going to do to embrace this, you know, solo night in on a Saturday night? And then the energy shifts and then you like move into a different space within yourself. But I could absolutely see how that is an area of my life that I need to, you know, work on and open up to, because I see the importance. I don't need to see you every fucking day. I don't need to talk to you every day. But on a Saturday night, yeah, it would have been nice to maybe go see a movie or cook dinner at home or whatever, you know, depending on the weather, go outside, go stargaze, I don't know, do something. But so I just had to laugh at that. I was like, okay, see the importance of being present. Because when you're living in the past, you're replaying old relationships and like thinking about all the shit that happened. And then if you're in the future, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? Oh my God, I got to do this and let me figure it out. And I'm not doing enough. And, you know, and then you're spiraling out of control. But when you're present, you realize, but this is all I can be in control of at the current moment in my reality. And in my reality right now, I would really like to have some male companionship tonight. And I don't. So that's how I'm going to wrap it up. So enjoy the rest of your day whenever you're catching this. Know that you deserve the very best, that we are all a work in progress, and just enjoy your life where you're at right now. Can't change things overnight, but that doesn't mean you can't change things, just not overnight. So enjoy the rest of your week. It's almost a new month, May, my birthday month. So wishing you peace and love. And of course, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace.